Breathwork for navigating conflicting emotions. We are complex beings and capable of experiencing all the emotional seasons in one day, like rain on a sunny day. You know that feeling when one moment you're coasting through life and then something happens. Someone throws a remark or a thought comes in and you start to spin out. Or it makes you feel drained, panicked, or overwhelmed. This can throw us off balance and feel disorientating. And the breath helps us to navigate conflicting emotions. When we feel torn or triggered, we can find ourselves feeling both angry, confused, disgruntled, or just a bit mixed up. And this can happen when you've read something on social media or heard something on the news. Even when we can't control the situation around us, we can choose where we are directing our attention. And each day, it is up to us to take time to ground ourselves, to place our hands on our hearts or our belly and breathe and come back to this place of presence. Have you ever laughed out loud at something funny whilst feeling desperately upset about a situation going on in the world or in your life? Or when you asked how you are and have you unconsciously answered, "I'm up and I'm down"? Whilst that response may sound contradictory, even confusing, it can actually act as a very accurate assessment of how you are feeling in that moment. It might be that you're feeling really good about home life, but you're all at sea, at work, or in a friendship. At a deeper emotional level, you could be feeling a sense of loss that comes with heartbreak or grief, but also feeling energized and comforted by what's ahead and knowing you have other bonds of love. You know that time when sometimes when you feel there's part of you that's super excited to be starting over, but then there's another part of you that's perhaps feeling really scared? The human condition means we can hold discordant, even opposing emotions within us. It's like being at traffic lights where the red and green lights turn on at the same time. Sometimes this can cause a traffic jam inside us, and we simply can't deal with the conflicting emotions. These contradictory feelings can feel unhelpful, causing us to feel stuck or overwhelmed. But in fact, this is just what it is to be human, just part of life. And further, these uncomfortable and disorientating feelings can serve you by distilling or separating your emotions based on the different external triggers. You can accept your situation and work out ways to deal with the clashing aspects of life. Life is not a case of one emotional size fits all. Here is a simple technique for conflicting emotions that you can come and use whenever you need. Maybe you have a difficult meeting coming up and you know you're going to have an uncomfortable conversation with someone that's going to trigger certain emotions and possibly make you reactive. Or perhaps there's a dispute or a difficult conversation, or you're feeling triggered by a text or a family member or someone who has just pushed your buttons. So whatever this conflicting emotion is that's coming up, the breath helps us journey to the layers and roots of the feelings and understand our reactions as opposed to our response. And often our reactions can be unprocessed anger or grief or sadness or such that needs to be processed and felt and heard. In that sense, that one minute we're feeling one emotion and then the next everything completely changes. Distracting, contracting, staying rigid, numbing out, staying busy are all ways to avoid these feelings. And we find ourselves reacting rather than truly listening. Often in conflicting moments, the mind can go blank. We say things we don't mean to, or we are unable to express how we truly feel or may feel powerless. And this can be due to patterns from earlier in life that we still carry. The breath helps us map through the web of our fascia, life patterns, subconscious body, so that the communication in our nervous system becomes less skewed. We can't always intellectualize ourselves out of tension and stress. The breath holds the wisdom to show another way. So, first of all, just connecting with this conflicting emotion, whether it be an experience, it's something that you're in now, or something from the past, or something that you know that you've got coming up. Maybe it's a story that you've been carrying for a long time, or maybe it's just something that just happened today. And as we move through the breath, just allowing the mind to, the thinking mind to let go, so that we can perhaps find another perspective. Just by creating space, we can start to expand our own reality, and we can start to gain more clarity, to feel more clearer, to feel more calm. So I'm just noticing where your breath is and how it feels, making sure that you're in a space where you feel that you can let go for the next few minutes whilst we start to breathe. Just notice how your shoulders are they hunched, are they raised or tense? And if so, take another breath in and just let the exhale go and just allow those shoulders to relax. And maybe just rolling the shoulders back in one way and then rolling them forward the other way. Are there any sensations you can feel in your body? Like butterflies or knots in the stomach? Can you feel any tension? How's it feeling in your mind right now? Is it feeling in a spin? Is it feeling overwhelmed? I'm just gently breathing into your belly and just noticing any sensations or feelings. Or maybe where it's even hard to even connect to any feelings. Keep allowing the jaw to relax, the shoulders to relax. Gently breathe into the belly and notice the sensations and just acknowledge them, allow them, be there. Just acknowledging this story, acknowledging this feeling, this experience. Whatever's happening, whatever's come up to bring up this feeling of conflicting emotions. Just know we don't have to solve everything in one day, just creating space right now. So breathing into the belly, so as you're inhaling, you're pushing your belly away. As you inhale, the belly expands. As you exhale, the belly comes in. As you inhale, the belly expands. As you exhale, the belly comes in. Just noticing the jaw, is it relaxed, is it clenched, and just allowing a little bit of space in between the teeth, just letting go of any tension here. Notice in your body, is it leaning more to one side? Are you holding part of your body in a particular way right now? Does it feel like it's embrace mode? Is it contracting? Are you slightly slouched over? And if so, just bringing your spine straight. Breathing into the body, just feeling as you're breathing in, noticing any tension, any sensations, continuing to breathe into any area. What is it that you're feeling? Just acknowledge that feeling. What is it that you're feeling? I am feeling this, I'm feeling that, I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling hopeful, I'm feeling grateful, I'm feeling angry, I'm feeling life is unfair. What is it that you're feeling? Travel through those feelings, travel through and meet those feelings. And the situation or this story that's bringing up these conflicting emotions. So if you could make an intention, if there's something that you'd like to let go of or there's something that you would like to call in, what would that be? So as the breather, you're being present with this moment, with this feeling, and creating an intention. Not trying to manipulate the outcome, just setting an intention of what it is that you would like to call in. What can you let go to help this process? Keep breathing in through the nose, out through the nose, hands on your belly, just keeping the breath moving in and out, just keep being with the breath. Letting go of the mind, letting go of the thoughts, that knowing that you are not your thoughts. In this space and this time, you're just here with your breath, just being present, just not going into any stories. Breathing in and out, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Feel the breath coming in, feel the breath coming out, just being with the breath, being really present. Becoming the observer of the feelings and just getting curious. Is this an old pattern coming back to say hello? Is it triggering any part of your nervous system? As we're not trying to push anything away, we're just being with it and allowing yourself to just breathe into the nervous system and just to be with all of the systems in the body. So that really feeling, this feeling of calling in balance. Just widening your perspective. Being open to life, being open to the breath. And as you're breathing in, everything starts to feel more expansive, more open. And feeling that support of the ground beneath you as you're breathing in and breathing out. Inhaling in and out. Just breathing in, we're just going to start to roll the breath in through the nose and out through the nose. Go really slowly, just whenever it starts to feel overwhelming or any physical sensations or tingling in the body, just remember this is your breath and this is your journey and you are in control. But also equally, you're going to let go. Letting go of the control. Just allowing yourself just to be with those feelings. Rolling the breath, inhaling in through the nose and out through the nose. Inhaling in through your nose, exhaling out through your nose. The inhale meets the exhale. Exhale meets the inhale. And then we're going to inhale with a tiny pause and then exhale. And then a tiny pause at the end. And then inhale. And exhale. Little pause at the end and then catch the inhale again. Pause. Exhale, let go. Inhale in, pause, exhale, let go. Inhale in, pause, exhale, let go. Inhale in, pause, exhale, let go. Just keep that going, keep that going, the inhale and the exhale with a little pause in between. Just keep moving the breath, little pause in between the inhale and the exhale. Just that sense of just feeling the breath carrying you, traveling through you. Just keep letting go of the mind as all of your focus is on the rhythm of your breath. Keep the breath moving. Then inhaling, little pause. Exhale, let go. Inhaling in. A little pause. Exhale, let go. Inhaling in, a little pause, exhale, let go. Inhaling in, pause, exhale, let go, and just keep that rhythm going, just keep the breath moving through. Inhaling, little pause. Exhale, let go. Inhaling in. A little pause. Exhale, let go. Inhaling in. A little pause. Exhale, let go. Let's just start to move the body again. So in that way that we do when we're doing our lives, let's just start to just move your arms. You can clench your fists and maybe pound on the floor, or you can shake your hands. Just noticing, feeling any sensations in the body, and just feel yourself just letting go. Starting to remember to move the shoulders, move your legs. Like they're running on the spot, really go for it. Just go for it with the sound. Go for it with the movement. Feel that sense of just really letting go. Just allow the sound to come out, whatever sound it is that needs to come out. Maybe it's a really long sound. I really suggest that when you're making that sound, that you try and make that sound all the way until the end of you just don't feel like you've got any breath. And then take an inhale in and make some more sound. Really go for it. Really shake everything out. And then come back to your breath. And just keep the breath moving, inhaling in, exhaling, just keep letting go. Just allowing your legs to relax, your arms to relax. And then just start bringing the breath back to its normal breathing pattern. Feeling the ground beneath you. Just noticing how it feels on the ground beneath you. Just noticing how it feels in your body. Scanning over your body. And And then when you're ready, just bring your awareness back into the room. Wiggling your fingers and your toes. Just giving gratitude to yourself for giving yourself this time and space to breathe, and just notice how you feel now, and maybe you want to take some time to write down some notes. I hope that gave you some space, the space that you needed. Thank you so much.